WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today we're diving headfirst into a topic that affects millions of us, anxiety. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel on overdrive? Like you're constantly on edge, worrying about things that might not even happen. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you just want to crawl under the covers and disappear? Yeah, we've all been there. Anxiety is basically your body's natural alarm system going off way too often. It can manifest in so many ways. From racing thoughts and panic attacks to constant fatigue and digestive issues. But here's the good news. Understanding anxiety and learning how to manage it is totally possible. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you tap out of those anxious spirals and reclaim your peace of mind. First, recognize your triggers. What situations, thoughts, or people tend to send your anxiety levels soaring? Identifying these triggers is the first step towards managing them. Think about it like this. If a certain type of music always puts you on edge, you'd probably avoid blasting that genre in a stressful situation, right? It's the same with anxieties. By knowing what sets them off, you can start to build strategies for navigating those situations. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios and catastrophic thinking. What if this goes horribly wrong? I'm going to fail. Sound familiar? We all do it. But remember, these thoughts are just thoughts, not facts. Try reframing them into more realistic and positive statements. Instead of, I'm going to fail, try. I'm going to do my best, and that's all that matters. Third, practice mindfulness. This might sound like a buzzword, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that frantic hamster wheel of anxiety. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body regularly, and make time for activities that bring you joy. And finally, don't be afraid to reach out for help. If anxiety is impacting your daily life, talking to a therapist or counselor can be incredibly beneficial. They can provide you with tools and strategies to manage your anxiety effectively. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. All right, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart starts pounding, your palms sweat, and suddenly you remember that one time you totally bombed a presentation in college. Boom. Anxiety strikes. You start replaying that embarrassing moment over and over in your head, convinced you're going to do it again. Sound familiar? This is anxiety playing tricks on you, trying to derail your confidence before you even begin. But here's the catch. You know these tools. Challenge those negative thoughts. Focus on your breathing. Remind yourself of past successes. You can tap out of this anxiety spiral. Take a deep breath, visualize yourself delivering a killer presentation, and remember, you've got this. So, let's recap. Understanding your triggers, challenging negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness, prioritizing self-care, and seeking help when needed are key to managing anxiety. Remember, You're not alone in this journey. Anxiety is common, but it doesn't have to control your life. By taking these steps, you can tap out of those anxious spirals and reclaim your peace of mind. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let me know what other anxiety-busting tips have worked for you. Join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay calm, stay cool, and keep tapping out of those overstimulation triggers. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.